जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय घोर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय घोर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय घोर भक्त वृंद रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत माध्य लीला चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 151 तोम सबार प्रेम रसे आमाके करिल वशे আমি তোমার অধীন কেবল তোমার সভা ছাদন আমার দূর দেশ রাজি আছে দুর্দৈব প্রবল তোমার সবার Tomasabara, of all of you, Premarase, by the ecstasy and mellows of loving affairs, Amake, me, Karila, you have made, Vashe, subservient, Ami, I, Tomara, of you, Adhina, subservient, kevala, only, toma sabha, from all of you, chadana, separating, ama, me, duradeshe, to distant countries, lana, taking, rakiyache, has kept Durdaiva, misfortune, Prabala, very powerful. Translation, my dear Srimati Radharani, I am always subservient to the loving affairs of all of you. I am under your control only. My separation from you and residence in distant places have occurred due to my strong misfortune. This is Lord Krishna speaking. Text 152. Priya Priya Sangahina, Priya Priya Sangavina, Nahiji. He such a praman, mora dasha shone jabe, tanrae dasha habe, e bhaye dune rake pran. Translation. When a woman is separated from the man she loves, or a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they live only for one another. For if one dies and the other hears of it, he or she will die also. Text 153.
Se sati premavati premavam se pati viyogeje vamche priyahite nagane apana dukha Panche priya jana sukha se dui milaya chirate.
Translation. A loving chaste wife and a loving husband who desire all welfare for each other in separation
and do not care for personal happiness. Desire only one another's well-being. Such a pair certainly will meet again without delay. Text 154. Tanya shakti asi niti niti Toma sane krida kari Niti jaye yadu puri Taha tumi manaha maras purti. You are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for a moment. Just to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayan. By His merciful potency, I come to Vrindavan every day to enjoy pastimes with you. I then return to Dwarkadham, thus you can always feel my presence here in Vrindavan. Text 155. Mora bhagya movishaye Tumara je prema hoye Se prema parama prabha Lukamya amahane Sangakaraya tumasane Prakateha anibe satvara. Our love affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. This allows me to come here unseen by others. I hope that very soon I will be visible to everyone. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Krishna has two kinds of presence, prakata and aprakata, manifest and unmanifest. Both are identical to the sincere devotee. Even if Krishna is not physically present, the devotee's absorption in the affairs of Krishna makes him present. This is confirmed in Brahma Samhita 5.38, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Velochanena, Santak Sadaiva Hridayeshu Valoka Yanti, Yam Shama Sundaram Achinta Guna Surupam, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Due to his intense love, the pure devotee always sees Lord Krishna present within his heart. All glories to Govinda, the primeval personality of Godhead. When Krishna is not manifest before the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are always absorbed in thoughts of Him. Therefore, even though Krishna was living at that time at Dwaraka, He was simultaneously present before all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This was His aprakata presence. Devotees who are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna will soon see Krishna face to face without a doubt. Devotees who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness and are fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna certainly return home back to Godhead. They then see Krishna directly, face to face, take prasad with Him, and enjoy His company. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Chaktva Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mam Eti Sorjana. Bhagavad Gita 4.9. During his lifetime, a pure devotee is always speaking of Krishna and engaging in His service. And as soon as he gives up his body, he immediately returns to Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna is personally present. He then meets Krishna directly. This is successful human life. This is the meaning of prakateha anibe satvara. The pure devotee will soon see the personal manifestation of Lord Shri Krishna. That's the last line of this verse, which is translated in the verse, I hope that very soon I will be visible to everyone. Prakateya anibe satvar. Very soon I will be visible. And finally, text 156. Yadavera vipaksha yata dushta kamsa paksha taami kailun sabaksha ache dui chari jana tahamari vrindavana ailamami janihanischaya. I have already killed all the mischievous demons who are enemies of the Yadu dynasty, and I have also killed Kamsa and his allies. However, there are two or four demons still living. I want to kill them, and after doing so, I shall very soon return to Vrindavan. Please know this for certain. Purport. Just as Krishna does not take a step away from Vrindavan, Krishna's devotee also does not like to leave Vrindavan. However, when he has to tend to Krishna's business, he leaves Vrindavan. After finishing his mission, a pure devotee returns home, back to Vrindavan, back to Godhead. Krishna assured Radharani that after killing the demons outside Vrindavan, he would return. I'm coming back very soon, he promised, as soon as I have killed the few remaining demons. So at least this last verse describes Srila Prabhupada as that devotee, Krishna's devotee. He didn't like to leave Vrindavan, but he had to go and kill some demons. So, killing the demons in this age doesn't mean killing the body. In this age, means to kill the demoniac mentality. So, Krishna's devotee, Srila Prabhupada, left Vrindavan and went out to kill the demoniac mentality of the world. And he did it by glorifying Krishna, chanting Krishna's holy name. So many things. This Rath Yatra festival is one of the most effective ways to kill the demoniac mentality. When Prabhupada came to London, in his last days, he was informed by Jayatirtha Prabhu, who used to be here in Los Angeles but was in London at that time. And they had developed their book distribution so much so that Jayatirtha announced to Prabhupada that we're defeating Los Angeles in book distribution now, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada replied, but they're defeating you in Rath Yatra. So there was some equation there. Book distribution, Rath Yatra, equate. We cannot understand how important this festival is fully. We can get some idea. But there are statements from the scriptures that anyone who sees the cart is liberated, and the demigods see such persons as four-handed. It means all the people in Venice Beach will have four hands on Sunday, according to the vision of the demigods. That means, four-handed means the Vaikuntha Vasis, because the Vaikuntha Vasis have four hands. They have the Swarup Siddhi. They have form that resembles the form of Lord Narayan with four hands. In other words, everyone becomes liberated by the mercy of Lord Jagannath, Subhadra and Baladev, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada for bringing this Rath Yatra. Another point being discussed here is the point about going back to Godhead and associating with Lord Krishna directly there. But for now, because Krishna is not prakata, he's not directly manifest, he's aprakata, in his unmanifest form. But he's aprakata in the spiritual world. And for the pure devotees, they have access to the Lord there, just as we have online access to different worlds, virtual worlds. Similarly, the pure devotees, they have a special membership and they have access to the aprakata, the transcendental world of Krishna. And therefore they're called jivan mukta, or liberated even in this world. Because they're always absorbed. Pramanjana churita bhakti vilochana. That's what that verse is referring to. That he sees the pure devotees out of love. Pramanjana means his eyes are anointed with the salve of love of God. And in that condition, he sees Krishna everywhere. Because actually Krishna is everywhere. Vishnu means all-pervading. And andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. He's even within the atom. So where is there? There are no atoms. He's everywhere. But he reveals himself to the pure devotees. They can see him. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. When his father was asking, where is your God? You say he's everywhere. I want to see him. Is he in this pillar? So Prahlad looked and saw that Krishna was there. He said, yes, he's there. And then Hiranyakashipu didn't believe that. So he struck the pillar with all of his might. His idea was, first I'll break the pillar and I'll show this foolish son of mine that there's no God coming to protect him, and then I'll kill him. I want to teach him a lesson and then kill him. But rather, when he struck the pillar, Krishna did come out. Krishna and Srinidev, same person. But he took this wonderful form to defeat the demon, because Brahma had given Hiranyakashipu so many benedictions that he wouldn't be killed by a man or an animal or a demigod. So if Krishna came out as Krishna, you could say he was a man, manusha, sometimes he's described, or if he came out in some other form, but he had to come out in that form that was just perfect for fulfilling the mission of paritrana sadhunam vinashaya chaturskritam. And suddenly, Lord Jagannath appeared, or Lord Krishna appeared in the perfect form in San Francisco. We were hearing the other day how he appeared from Cost Plus. That was the store that he came from. Sometimes he comes out of different places. He comes out of a pillar. Sometimes he comes out of the nostril of Brahma. Brahadev came out of the nostril of Brahma. Different incarnations come in different forms. So this Lord Jagannath, he appeared. And this form of Jagannath is not less. We shouldn't think that, well, this is just an American Jagannath. No, Jagannath means Lord of the Universe. He's the Lord of the Universe. And whenever he appears, it's the Supreme Personality of Godhead appearing, Archivigraha. And he appeared just in the perfect form for the hippies of Haight-Ashbury. And not only for the hippies of Haight-Ashbury, but for people all over the world who see how popular Lord Jagannath is. These Rath Yatra festivals, how many are there now? Someone said 100. Going on all over the world. Some people are against it. They say there should only be one. But Lord Jagannath doesn't care. He keeps expanding and inspiring devotees to put on these festivals. Prabhupada also put on a Rath Yatra outside of Jagannath Puri in Calcutta when he was a little boy. So we have the example then. And also when he came to the West. Again, that's a crippled idea that God should be restricted just for certain ones. No. He's making himself, he's coming out of the temple. That's the whole point. Especially Jagannath Puri temple. He's coming out to save the Malechas. He's especially known for that. As you know, he was worshipped by the keepers of the swine, which are not very clean, but Lord Jagannath is so merciful, he's giving benediction for the, especially for the unclean. So we certainly qualify, some of us, from these places. The further we go west from Mayapur, the more fallen, so I think we're about as far west as we can go. But Lord Jagannath is coming out and riding so everyone can see him. Normally we can't enter. Even now, the Westerners are not allowed to enter the temple. But Lord Jagannath is so kind, he comes out anyway to deliver. And this festival should go on continuously and keep expanding. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated how to celebrate this festival by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. The Lord has appeared especially as the incarnation of the Holy Name in this age. Lord Chaitanya is also Krishna, and Lord Jagannath is Krishna, and the Maha Mantra is also Krishna. So it's a wonderful movement, so colorful. And prasadam is to be distributed to everyone. We can prepare ourselves for going back to Godhead, seeing the form of the Lord. Like this deity worship is especially meant to engage our eyes to see the form of the Lord. to fix the mind on the form of the Lord. Then we'll be able to think of him at the last stage. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patikami Bhavatume, please be visible before me. The pastime of his appearing in the particular form is also very transcendental. He was in a different form before, Nilamadhava. But he said, I'll come again. You will not see me in this form again, but I will come in another form. So he came as the transcendental log. The king got the inspiration to carve the deity, and the log came in, and none of the sculptors could do anything with that log, but one special sculptor came and he was able to carve, but he made the condition that I will carve the deity, but no one should interrupt me. But the king, after some time, he was so impatient, he opened the doors and Jagannath was in the form that we see him. And the king thought that it was incomplete. He thought he had made a great offense. He thought there were perhaps something missing. Something was not there because, you know, the hands weren't formed, the feet weren't formed. So many things weren't formed. But he said, anyway, let me worship him like this. And that was a great realization that the Lord is perfect in any of his features. It's not that he's Adaitam Achutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Nava Jovanamcha. He has unlimited forms. And they're all Advaita. They're not different. And still when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and paid his obeisances in the Jagannath temple, he saw Jagannath with the flute and he was able to see that. You know that story that he was looking at Lord Jagannath behind the Garuda, just next to the Garuda Stumbha, and one elderly Orissan Mataji, she was short, so she couldn't see so well. There were so many people in front. She was short. So she wanted to get up so she could see better, get a better view. So she began climbing on Lord Chaitanya and the Garuda Stumbha at the same time, using both of them so she could get a better view. And some of Lord Chaitanya's devotees were aghast. What is this? How is this woman doing this? She's committing two offenses. She's offending Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead. She's stepping on him, and she's putting her other foot on Garuda, the pure devotee of the Lord. So they thought that they should hastily get her down. So they said, get down, stop this. And Lord Chaitanya chastised them. Adivas, you uncivilized, why are you disturbing her? He was thinking, if I could have her enthusiasm, then it would be so great. He was thinking, he's learning from her how to be enthusiastic to see Lord Jagannath. This is Lord Chaitanya's teaching. We should be so enthusiastic to see Lord Jagannath. So, thank you. If there's any questions, we can...
In that pastime, you just said, Okay, Hare Krishna. In that pastime you just recited, Maharaj, was it right for those devotees to approach the woman about her actions? Or should, would you think that it would be better that they would also think like Lord Chaitanya, oh, this woman is doing such a wonderful thing, trying to see Lord Jagannath crawling on Lord Chaitanya?
What do you think?
Well, I think it was probably right for them to think like that.
Okay, any further elaboration on that?
Well, I think we all have our particular areas of responsibility and duty, and I think their duty was to think like that. I don't know how they acted towards her, whether they were too rough or anything. I don't know about that, but just to think like that, I think they were proper in thinking like that.
Well, we're very happy that they did, because we learned a wonderful lesson from that, how to respect all the devotees, even the little devotees. She wasn't a big devotee, but her eagerness. So anyone who wants to see the Lord, sometimes this question comes up. Different people want to have different vantage points to see the deities. And so Lord Chaitanya gave a lot of credit to those who strongly desire to see the form of the Lord. Okay, yes. Archita, next.
Hi, Balmari. Thank you for a nice class. We have Srila Prabhupada's example in these kinds of incidents. In Montreal, there was a Bengali gentleman who came to see Srila Prabhupada. And at the end of the darshan, he wound up vilifying Prabhupada. He was really getting on Prabhupada's case about this and that. And the devotees were getting very agitated. And finally, the guy left. And so Prabhupada said, did anybody get his contact information? And the devotee said, no, they were relieved just that he left. And Prabhupada said, no, Prabhupada, he was offending you. No, maybe in my last life I offended him some way. Like that was Prabhupada's point. But then we have Nino Krathiatra, where somebody was heckling Prabhupada, and Vanirath Basu pegged the guy, punched him out, and Prabhupada was very happy. He said, did you see that black devotee? Did you see how he knocked that man down? Wow, that was great, like that. So we have, in other words, we have to give the authority the decision-making process. We shouldn't decide ourselves. It's up to them, the authority, what they want. Sometimes they want you to do something, sometimes they don't want you to do something. It's up to them.
Get this devotee here.
Well, as you were talking, you were saying about how Lord Jagannath is very merciful. So everybody in Venice Beach, I guess, to see him is liberated. And we also know that, who hears the holy name is also liberated. So much mercy is being distributed by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, by the mercy of Lord Jagannath. And it seems to be so freely given away. It doesn't matter if one is a devotee or not. If he simply sees his card, if he simply hears the holy name, it's guaranteed to go back to Godhead. Now, we also hear from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that this unimaginable good fortune that the conditioned soul has, that he is able to go back to Godhead by contact, momentary contact with a pure devotee, things like that. But when we think about the festival like Jagannath Rath Yatra and Harinam Sankirtans, it doesn't seem so unimaginable anymore because so many people are seeing Lord Jagannath. How do we understand that it's still an unimaginable good fortune that so many millions of people just can be liberated in an instant?
So many
millions of conditioned souls are guaranteed liberation just by seeing the Rath Yatra festival. How is that so unimaginable anymore?
How is it unimaginable?
Yeah, because it seems so easy now, so obvious.
So easy.
Yeah, so many people are going to be there. They don't know what Rath Yatra is.
Yeah, but they seeing that's good. They're, but then they have to also. To go back to Godhead, there's some other conditions that have to be met. One has to continue. So not everyone, unfortunately, is able to continue. But in other words, Lord Jagannath's giving the opportunity, but the living entity has to voluntarily want to go back to Godhead also. He's not forced. So, not we see manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhe yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mamyati. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And out of thousands of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. So to actually become a pure devotee, which is required to go back to Godhead, that is a special prerogative of someone who's fully surrendered to Krishna. Then he can go back to Godhead, otherwise not. Still, they're benefited, and eventually they'll be able to continue the next chance, next opportunity, next if not this lifetime, at least next lifetime, they'll continue where they left off. But for going back to Godhead, one has to be completely free from all material attachments and desires. I think we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.